Okay. And if I recall correctly, we're up to Sith Tess. Sith Tess, here it is. Remember the host Vesadilog, which we discussed a lot last time. Rabbi Hananel has a totally different shot of Vesadilog. He says it doesn't mean 15, 16, 17. Rather, it means what's in the Shulchan Aruch. Sifches rasa sholos pamim b'shlosh kodesh hashem b'dilog. Because we're rosa ba'osam b'dilogam atzman, you see pattern skipping again. No, b'shlosh pamim, if you have three patterns of skipping, harizah v'skavua b'dilog chalila. Chalila means in a circle, or rather going back around. Ketzad, rasa tesva v'nisa v'tesayim b'ir v'yot zayim v'sivan v'chazur chalila v'rasa tesva v'tamos v'tesayim v'av v'yot zayim v'elo v'od chazur v'rasa tesva v'tishv v'tesayim v'cheshva v'yot zayim v'kislev v'loveses l'dilog chalila. Right, this is what Rabbi Hananel thinks the sugya is talking about. Dilog basically means 3 times 3, 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17. V'chol sheshes l'olam tesva v'chol shev v'tesayim v'chol shev v'yot zayim l'chodesh zeh. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. There's a lundus in the Achronim here. I got the Staff and the Taz both point out that it could also be instead of 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, it could be 15, 16, 15, 16, 15, 16. But the lundus here is discussed in the Shach. Into cutting off, that's it. The main locus with him, machlokus with the prisha. The Gemara says that in the Veses Dilug with machlokus Rav and Shmuel, right? Shmuel requires like one more to make a Dilug. Oh, what happened to the one? Right? Rav says three, Shmuel says four. What happened to the four here? Here we only see three. I know it's three times three, but it's got to be different between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says three, that would be three times three. What does Shmuel say? So here the Prisha says in the Shach Sipkutin Chaf, and that Al Pi the Rach. Let's, what do we have? 15. Okay. Anyway, one way of looking at this, how did Rabbi Hananel look at this? He would look at this as one big Veses Dilug, right? Says Rabbi Hananel, this is one big Veses Dilug. But if it's a big Veses Dilug, then there has to be a machlokes Rav Shmuel. There's a machlokes Shmuel about the Veses Dilug, and therefore, what Rabbi Hananel say, you need 14. In order to get it going, Shmuel says you need to come from someplace. You need to start with 14. That is the sheet of the Prisha and the Torah Hashlamah. However, the Shach, I think, quoted the Bach, and the Taz also disagrees. The Shach, the Taz, the must be read. What do they say? They say we actually don't hold like the Bach with like the Rebbeinu Hananel. We don't hold like Rebbeinu Hananel. Oh, we just wrote down Rebbeinu Hananel's Pirush. No, we don't hold like the Rebbeinu Hananel. We just hold that this would also be valid, but not for his reason. He thinks this is the Vesta Dilog mentioned in Shas. But we say, meaning, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? He says, this is the Veset Hadilon in the Gemara, but the Shach and the Bach and the Taz, and this is, say, right, that, based on the Rishon and the Rishon, say, even though we don't like Rabbi Yochanan, we still agree with him. But we don't agree with him that this is the case of the Gemara, right? This is an Iveses, but not the Veses Hadilog in the Gemara. This is the Veses, but it's not the Veses Hadilog in the Gemara. This is just what Rabbi Yochanan's shot in Veses Hadilog happens to be a non-Veses Hadilog. How is it a non-Veses Hadilog? It is actually three Vestos. There is Vestas for 15 every 3 months. And there's a Vestas for 16 every 3 months. And there's a Vestas for 17 every 3 months, please. Meaning, what would we normally, what are we going to call this in the upcoming Zifin, not a Vesta Dilog, but a Veset Ha? Okay, what kind of Vesta Chodesh? It's only every 2 or 3 months? Vesta Tirug, exactly. This is one Veset Ha Tirug. This is the second Veset Ha Tirug. And this is the third Veset Ha Tirug. It just happens to be three Veset Ha Tirugs. It has nothing to do with Vestat Dilon. And therefore, they would say, not exactly the Machlokas, there's no need for 14 Lekuli Alma because it's not a Vestat Dilon. We're not doing 14, 15, 16, 17. We're really doing 15, 16, 17. As a matter of fact, it would have been the same if it had been 15, 23, 6. 15, 23, 6, 15, 23, 6. But a Vestat Gassirug for every 3 months, 15. Vestat Tirug every 3 months, 23. Vestat Tirug every 3 months, 4, 6, which is exactly.
If that's true,
yeah.
In shot of shot has that, it makes it seem somewhat out of order. No, CJ really should come first because
No. You have an improper expectation. You think that the Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam. You think the Shulchan Aruch is organized according to Brisker conceptual order. But that's never true. The Shulchan Aruch is not organized in conceptual order. The Shulchan Aruch is organized according to historical coincidences. And what's a historical coincidence? Rabbi Yochanan thought this was Shana Veset Hadilog. We'd say he's wrong, but it's some other Veset, so we put it right after Veset Hadilog, because historically we got there by learning Rabbi Yochanan saying he was wrong, but saying it's something else. The Shulchan Aruch in general is not in conceptual order. Okay, if it was a Rambam, you'd have a good kasha. Yeah, but that seems to come out of a few places. Meaning, later on, we'll see Yesh Kavas Veses Tov Veses, meaning you can have more than one Veses Kavua. And the example there is two. But if you can have two, why can't you have three? And all the Echonim go crazy. Happy if two Veses Kavua, meaning if they're so to each other. But if they're not so to each other, then Shalom Yisrael. Okay, anyway, as you can imagine, we're not going to go through all of the lumbus. You can imagine there's a gazillion nachaminas, whether you conceptualize this as a one big Veses Hadilog or as three separate Veses Hadilogs. I don't know that we need to paskin any of this because I doubt that it will happen to us a lot. But just one example, you know, how are you ochre it, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if the next three are 20, 23, and 18, then it's nekar, because you have three akiros. According to the Shach and the Bach and the Taz, no, you only have one akira for each one. But if the next one is 23, 16, 17, 18, 16, 17, 19, 16, 17, you've uprooted the 15 part, but not the 16, 17 part, etc. You can all figure those out on your own. We'll leave it for now. Halacha lemaisa, you know, who do we agree with? I don't know. Maybe it's probably a little unlikely to come up. Basically, the Shach makes it looks very, very, very obvious that he's right. But then, as Hitcher went out, the Torah Shlomo says, who knows? After all, we never like to make against Rino Hanano. It sounds like you'd want to be Machmer all the ways.
in general, we're trying to move on to how we do best business. Shouldn't even the best that of the website, according to the past, the Shastan, shouldn't that only be followed?
I mean, this gets to the question of what you consider to be a significant factor and what you don't consider to be a significant factor. I don't think so. I don't think we like take that into account in terms of what's considered admissible factors, but I don't have anything more conceptual than that.
It's more to what you were saying, but we actually do it as 15, 16, 17, or each of that 3 months, like 15 every 3 months, every 2 months. Or we can't view 15, 16, 17 as one unit of those 3 days every month.
You mean that every month it should be 15, 16, and 17? That sounds a little like the
not every month, but
aren't you sounding like Rabbeinu Hananel? That yeah, it's a pattern, 15, 16, 17 that repeats itself. But I think that's they're saying no, that's
why can the shop and Taj be saying Bar Rabbeinu Hananel is not in the Gemara?
They could be, but they're not. I mean, you're right. They could say we don't think that's found in the Gemara. We think that's true as part of Besta Divon, but I don't think that's what they're saying. What are they saying here? Him the Rosh Hashanah Tesva, the Shalom Design, Shalom Yudayim. Have like a Rosh Hashanah the Chodesh B'Shavet. It's like okay. I mean, maybe the Rosh
Hashanah.
What? No, it's a story. It's best as theory. The source is best against best as theory. Yeah, this is just an application of okay, kach nearly yisaiti is what they mean. Why? Because I guess they don't want to make a new kind of best. This is really just the best chodesh with theory, which is something that we haven't seen yet in the order, but we're going to see. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. Let's go to Sif test. Even though we don't use that word, which notice on the first, third, and fifth month. Kabbalah of says Rosh Chodesh Ladilu, for every other Rosh Chodesh on the Sittes. Aval Rasa the Echab Nisan, Echab Beir, Echab Tamas, months 1, 2, and 4, Echab Sivan, Lo Rasa, and skip 3, Lo Kabbalah of SS. Okay, that seems pretty straightforward. Finish. Again, if you I mean dates, again, we're not doing it. We're doing Jewish date. The Hebrew day or the Hebrew way or the English. The Israeli, European way or the American way. We're all Americans here? Okay, so if what's the ratio? You see 1, 1, 3, 1, and 5. 1, right? Nisan 1, Sivan 1, and Av 1. Now this is 3 times on every other Rosh Chodesh, right? This is really what's called a Veses. Achodesh Litvei Rugen. I know he used the word Dilugen, even though sometimes Machaber used the word Seirug and Dilug to mean different things. Sometimes he's not always careful about it, as opposed to 1, 1, 2, 1, and 4, 1, which is nothing. Okay, that's pretty obvious. That's nothing because it's no matter. What's the only chiddush here? There are two chiddushim. Number one, you can there is such thing as a veses for every other month, right? That is a chiddush because it's not mefurish in Shas. Every other month, the Seder. What's the bigger chiddush? The bigger chiddush that you only need 3 rishonim, meaning. We don't say, remember, the Iker is like Shmuel, that you need 4 for Dilugim. And that Seirug is different than Dilug. Dilug means it goes up one. Seirug means it skips every other month. That Seirug, there's no machlokas, Rabban Shmuel, and the first one counts. This is just the explicit topic of Sif Yudeis. Skip the Sif Yudeis. For a second, Deses HaSeirug, Ru'ir Rishona, Min HaMinyan, Ledivrei HaKol. Okay. Meaning Vesasi, Rabbi Rishonim, and I mean, you know, the direct call. That's pretty straightforward. There's no Machlokas Rabban Shmuel here. Again, Vesasi is not in Shas. You know, it's not in Shas. You know, everything's in Shas deeply enough. you know, if you're wrong, the Gemara compares Sharmua to a Vesas of Nida, and in Sharmua we find similar things. But like, it's not like the poorest discussed the way you have to deal with the whole Amun of Gemara. So we don't know. So this is Taka a Machlokas. Do you say, right? What do you say? Veses hafirun v'iya rishona min hamenyan l'kuli alma. Because this is not a dilut. Do you remember this is a dilut? You don't need three skipping months. You just need three first of the months. It could be three first of every month, three first of every other month, three first of every 3 months, as we've seen in the Tractate of Summa portion. This is the chiddush of the rare. Again, it's not for just. This is the Raivid and some of the Rishonim. And from the Raivid, it makes it to the Mechaber, both in Sif Yudbeis and in Sif Tes. The Mechaber makes that assumption, right? Mechaber, Sif Tes, and Yudbeis. The Shach agrees with that. The Bach agrees with that. That is in Sif Kamechav Beis, right? The Bach and the Shach agree with that, and both agree with that. Right? The later Afronim agree with that. However, it's not so possible. If you look in the Shach Kafes, it says Yan Bikan Pirusha Drisha Sif Het Lav Dahinu LeRav Olshmoy LeVeses Bikodem Vishin. There's another opinion, which that no, it's like Veses Hadilog, and you need four, according to Shmuel. And therefore, if you only had the first 35th months, right, Nisan, Sivan, and Av, that would be a Veses Kavok under Rav and Shmuel, and you need to add Tishrei in order to have a Veses Kavua LeKulei Alma, or, you know, either something after this or something beforehand. Right, it would be the same as because this is the opinion of the Risha quoted in the Shach here in Sifkatan Chafes. Okay, the big mess in the Taz. I don't really know what to do about this, meaning I know what people say. The Taz in Sifkatan Yon Aleph says explicitly like the Risha. What does he say? Ah, according to the Yesh Omer, we know means Rav in Sifstayim. I'm over there, showing up for the Shmuel, so you deter Obechavel. You need one more. Okay, you shouldn't say Echavel, just say Echavel. It's very fine. Forget that. That's just overlooked too. He says, no, the according to Shmuel, Taz, Sitkutin, you had Aleph, I just said? Yes, I did. According to Shmuel, you need a fourth one because Seer is the same as Dilut. And then the Kudus Akasep, we already know what the Shachel is going to get that there. No, you're absolutely wrong. Okay, that's a lot of help like the Drisha, not the end of the world. The problem is that the very next Sifkatan of the Taz, which is, remember, I said the Mechaber has this in two places, it's passing your base. So to put me out of the old one, he's cutting your base, which happened to be a 50 base, coincidentally, he said the opposite, right? Sifkatan your base, he said very, very, very explicitly, the opposite. Tana, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Aminyan, Afilo, De, Kamayim, said the Tzedalet. Even according to the day of Shmuel, no, here for sure, everything counts towards the minion. Avotan have ikfias to Rosh Chodesh, have ikankin Rosh Chodesh, have rishon min a minion. Kibol avad yishankin shayfus abeset shan asher Rosh Chodesh, etc. So here it's beforeish the Taz in Sifkatan Yud Beis. Is so stretched out and said like the majority of poskim. Now, I understand on a surface level where the Taz is coming from. In Sifkatan Tes, the Mechaber used the Lashon of Dilugim. Says, when it comes to Dilugim, that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. In Sifkatan Yudbeis, the Mechaber used the Lashon of Sirug. When it comes to Sirug, Sirug is nothing with Dilug. There's no Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But the problem is just doesn't make sense. Like, the Lashon is obviously loved up, they're both the exact same thing. Sittes and Sif Yudbeis are the same thing. Sittes is the first of Nisan, the first of Sivan, the first of Av. Sif Yudbeis is the same thing. It has the first of Nisan, then it has the first of Sivan, and then has
And then it has the first vav. Meaning they're talking about the same thing. So it's a schema on the Taz. This is a great tire in the back here says he understands why the Taz could have been fooled if he wasn't being careful. But that's not a valid explanation. Very careful. So Torah Ian on the Taz, basically the Achron gets so desperate that if you look in the back of the Chabas Das, he says, I can answer up the Taz as long as I can like change a few sentences in the Taz. And then if you get it to work out, basically says like the Taz couldn't have written this. It must be like the printer didn't mistake in the Taz. Kitzer, I mean, at that point you can say whatever you want. Kitzer, I don't know how to resolve this theory of the Taz. You know, on the surface, it looks like he was just fooled by the non-Meduyak Lashon of Mechaber. Mechaber used the word dealing and testing. It's you and your base, they're two different things. It can't be, it's impossible. It's against all logic. So, start Ian kind of explain the Taz. Okay, but in any case, we passed it very, very clearly that Vesasiro Re'ir Rishonim and Aminya. Again, this is not, I know it's skipping, everything's skipping, it's just words for skipping. But this isn't the kind of skipping of like going up one each time. This kind of skipping of doing 1 month, skip the next month, 1 month, skip the next month, 1 month, skip the next month. That's a different kind of skipping, and that kind of skipping, even Shmuel agrees that Re'ir Rishonim and Aminya, and that's what we would pass. And again, I don't think it's likely to happen every day, but that's what we would pass. Okay, so if you Rosav Tezvav Nisman Zazayim Be'ir Yudchet Tezvivan, which is basically not a pattern at all, 15, 16, 18, lo kama vesas, not a vesas, because there's no pattern, according to anyone. So since he skipped an extra one, right, Sira doesn't mean every other month, but it means it's an extra skip, right? One, it should be 15, 16, we might have thought 17 would come, but then skip to 18, therefore there's no pattern at all. Okay, that's pretty pushed, not much to say about it. You're out. Dilga pam achas kushayim eina koshesh to the dilog afish koshesh tarbetsu pam achas eina koshesh to the dilog ad shetik ba enu. Okay, there's a taz here, it goes into some cheshbonos, but doesn't really change the point. This is a very important principle. There's no besa she'inu kabua for dilog. There's only besa kabua. What's the principle? The principle is there's some festos which chazah, which based on the halachic system we define, and I guess based on the halachic experience we're showing, we define as common. There are only two common kinds of calendrical vestos. Those are Yom HaChodesh and Yom HaChodesh. Anything else, there are other kinds of patterns, but those are uncommon. Uncommon things, we're only Choshesh Vitzkot, we only recognize them and care about them. They're Kavua. We don't worry about Inu Kavua. Why? Because what's the problem with Inu Kavua? The Rishonim all, the Gemara talks very little about Vesesh Inu Kavua. When the Rishonim talk about Vesesh Inu Kavua, they all use similar phrases. We've seen in those Kim also, because it might end up being Mikvah. Means, why do we give you Vesesh Inu Kavua? It might end up being Mikvias. If it happened once, we don't really care that it happened once. If it happened once, that's halakhically irrelevant. But if it happened once, it might happen twice and thrice. And therefore we're choshesh. Okay, we're only choshesh in common things, not uncommon things. Who gets to find common? The Shulchan Aruch gets to find common. The same day of the month is common. The same haflaga is common. Dilug is not common. Therefore, we're not choshesh for dilug of beses she'eno kavua. And now in your base, he puts everything together very nicely. Beses hasira yirishona min ha-minya, the divri ha-kol. The first one counts the Divrei HaKol, right? Me, Divrei HaKol means Rav and Shmuel. The preacher doesn't like this, or the Grisha, whatever you call it, doesn't like this. He doesn't have to like the Mechaber. You know, he doesn't have to accept the Mechaber. But this is the Mechaber's opinion, which we pass. Basically, it says very poshut. There are two ways in which Vesas HaDilug is different than a regular Vesas HaChodesh, right? Regular Vesas HaChodesh, let's say Chodesh here, and not HaChodesh, simple Vesas HaChodesh. Dilug, what are the two differences? Here, you only need three. Here, you need three according to Rav, and four according to Shmuel. And the second difference is your choshesh or eino kavua, right? Even if it happens once or twice, your choshesh for the chodesh, and here you're not choshesh for eino kavua says the Machaber, again, against the Prishim. The Prishim would say, Seirod, you could just hook, or Seirod right here, and you'd be done. But, according to the Machaber, that would be Paskin.
What about Veses HaChodesh? The Seirod, which they would get,
right? Every other month. So then it's in between. You only need three Likuli Alma. That's what you have on the board. You only need three Likuli Alma. You don't need 4 months. But, on the other hand, we're not choshesh for Eino Kavua because it's uncommon. That's not the normal way things work. Therefore, we're not choshesh for Eino Kavua. Okay, that is pretty straightforward. That is pretty straightforward. There is a, okay, there's a shot here in Zivkatan Chavav. It's very hard to understand exactly what his problem is, what he's trying to solve. In any case, it's not a halachic nafkamina. So we're going to leave the shot of Chavav on the side. You know, he just, yeah. The Eger points out it's hard to understand exactly what his question was. But in any case, we'll leave it on the side. And we'll continue reading the Machaber. Says the Machaber. Now let's illustrate the Machaber. Ready? He goes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Someone saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. She has to worry about Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Why? Because that's a Veses HaChodesh Ve'eino Kavua. Add the Taz. In accordance with we paskin. She also says because she's on a bingus, right? She doesn't have a Veses Kavua. Doesn't say she has a Veses Kavua. So therefore, if she's Torah Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what would her Kumabainanis be? The 30th of Nisan, right? Because the Taz is the 30th day. And when would her Yom HaChodesh be? The first Iyar. You know, she's Kumashesh 2 days in a row, the 30th Nisan for Kumabainanis, the first of Iyar for Veses HaChodesh, which again has nothing to do directly with the topic of the Sif, he's just pointing it out. Obviously, we saw other sheets about Onabainus, but that's the Taz sheet, that's Taz and Yadalit, very clustered point to his sheet of Onabainus, which is how we hold. Okay, but again, we're not discussing Onabainus here, so let's get back to the idea of Sivan. She sees those Kodesh Nisan, she's Kodesh Sivan, Kodesh Thomas. Let's say she sees Nisan and Sivan, right? That's 1, 1, and 3, 1. She doesn't have to worry about, or she does have to worry about Kodesh Thomas. Meaning, it was 2 months later, but she doesn't worry about 1 month later. So, Ves Shein Kavua, we're worried about a regular Ves Sachodesh. V'im lo rasa Rosh Chodesh Tavos, eino choshesh the Rosh Chodesh. And she sees her 1, 1, and 3, 1. She doesn't worry about 5, 1, because we don't worry about Ves Sachiri until it's Kavua. Afi Shein HaFlog, Shein HaLash, Nein HaFlog, Yishar, eino 2 months later, like the first one. V'nei Shav, Sachs, Vachodesh, Shein, Big Bari, Yitz, Vachodesh, HaRichon. Because missing 1 month was a battle that ain't coming over a regular Ves HaChodesh. Yitzchodesh HaShlishi was Cholos Veset. And the third one starts again as ain't Kavua. The Choshesh Losh Chodesh HaSamach Lod Yosef. As ain't Kavua, you only worry about the next month and not any further. Until it happens 3 times, then it's a different story. Okay, here, however, as we recall, there are 3 basic kinds of Veslos, right? That in Kala class you learn that you always have to keep. Ves HaChodesh, here's the guy we're discussing. Eino Kavua, you only worry about 1 month later, not 2 months later, until it's Nikah. What about Onabainanus? So the Taz pointed out, there's also Onabainanus, the Seder. According to the other Shitas, the Onabainanus works out the same as the Ves HaChodesh. Right? According to Chavos Das, Onabainanus is the 31st day. So it's the same as Ves HaChodesh. According to the Shach, it's the same day of the month, it's the same as Ves HaChodesh. Okay, now about HaFlada. And here is a big Machlokes Achronin. That's mentioned in the Chavos Da'as and the Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Ches. The Chavos Da'as and the Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Ches. You know what? Before we get to that, I want to make another point, which was the discussion of the Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Zayin. Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Zayin, which is based on based on the shach at the end of Sukkot Chavav, which is a halacha l'maisa. How about the following case? Meaning, there is
How about the following case? Let's put something else here on the board. Something that's not necessarily so shy of the written Mishnah, but what do we see here? Let's see, we have 15, 15, 15, 15, 16, 17. Right? Does that count as a best answer for to anyone? Is that a best couple for to anyone? What? That's not funny. Is it a best couple of dealer for to anyone?
No.
No. What is the two words that Gemara uses for that weird case? The moon is shiny. That's called the moon is shiny. She had a previous pattern that's different, right? Meaning, what do we say in this case? The 15 is not mitzvarif, right? Is not mitzvarif as one of the three, according to Rav, right? Ah, now we have an interesting question. What about this case? What if we had 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, 1, 6, 1, 8, 1. 4, 1. Yeah, not equal first. Thomas first. Right? Is 4, 1 mitzvah as one of the three? Or do we say no, we would just shine it? That makes it fun. The Lamuda shiny by Dilo. What's the phrase? The phrase is Lamuda. Are you asking me based on the Tiske Chuba?
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. What about this case? Does the 4-1 count? Or do we say the Lamuda shiny? No, 4-1 is half by the regular pattern. It's not available. The 4-1 is half by the common pattern, so it's not available to be retired to the uncommon pattern. That's the Lamuda shiny. If you have a common pattern, you can't retire to the uncommon pattern. So says the shock. 4-1 is not mitzareth to the pattern because of the same rule of the Lamuda shiny. He extends the Lamuda shiny. We know in some ways see where it is like dealing, in some ways it's not. How do we know which way is which? So the shop says, the mood of shiny applies here also. Okay, he's smart, he thinks that also applies. Then says the Pisvei name is Chavos Dats, he goes even further. That's what Michael was just saying, right? Why can I immediately go further than the shop? This little guy, I like to work step by step. What is the shop? What are the Chavos Dats says? He says, what if you have 1, 1, 3, 1, 5, 1? 6, 1, 7, 1. Then what do we think the Lamuda shiny also retroactively? Now we see that 5, 1 doesn't count because retroactively, Michael, do we say the root retroactively Lamuda shiny? What? So says the Chavos Dats, quoted in the Pisvei Teshuva, so cut and Zion. The Vesas Asiri Kosov, old. The Vesas or Shetosov, the middle part, even if it's backwards, right? Even if it's backwards, 1, 3, and 5. I think that's what he's trying to say, even though the lashon is Nisan Sivan of Elul Tishrei. Yeah, that's it. That's not such a big kiddush, though. That's a problem. Yeah. That's what he says at first. Then he says, even if it was 1, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, it doesn't matter because one has overruled the other. But certainly in this case, that's the Chavos Dats. And of course, that's the Chavos Dats. He says, 5, 1 is not mitzvah retroactively. I think that's what he means. And then he says, even if it was more than that, right? 1, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9. Now the every month is okay, the every other month. So you don't even need this anymore. You don't even need to say this anymore. Because how was that Ben points out? Even if you have, you don't even need this. We'll put this in parentheses. Because even if it wasn't, it's not right.
he says 1-1, 3-1, 5-1, 7-1, where you don't need any tzeirah. 8-1. And 9-1, he says the Chodesh uproots the Tzeirugin. Okay, basically he says he started Tzeirugin, then he switched to every month uproots the Tzeirugin. And now you have investors for every month, so we don't actually care about this case anymore. Okay, the anchor is, we'll stick with the shach here, that we also say the muda shiny by Veset Ta Sirut. Okay, someone has a question? And you know what? Shmuel's making a very good suggestion. Okay. Let us, here's where things get, you'll notice, it comes up, this is a big, big, big machlokes in the next sif as well. Basically, we have se'ifim of the Shulchan Aruch where he deals with some vestos, and he only focuses on those vestos. Does he mean to imply, let's say, vestal chodesh, that there's nothing else, or just that he's not focusing on the other things now? So let's start with our se'if. What happened in our se'if? Let's review what he said in our se'if. I hope I remember what he said in our Sif. He said you had Aleph Nisan, right? What's the first thing? Aleph Nisan. She keeps Aleph here. Right? She has to keep Ocheshas. But Aleph here, right? That's the beginning of our Sif. Ah, that's the Chodesh. What about being in this? So, and what about being in this? So, according to the shot, what about being in this? The shot would say it's also Aleph here. So that's why I didn't mention it. The Venus is Chodesh. The Chavos Das would say it's also Aleph here. This Venus is the 34th day. That's why I didn't mention it. And says the Taz, no, it's Lamed Nisan. And not the main topic of the Sif. Okay, Lamed Nisan, not the main topic of the Sif. So she also has to keep Lamed Nisan. Right, let's say better. Lamed Nisan, even though the Machaber didn't mention it. And why didn't he mention it? Because that's not his concern. But now we have a more chomer problem. Let's read on. Ready? Next case. Aleph Nisan, Aleph Sivan. What does the Mechaber say explicitly? Ein hosheshes the Rosh Chodesh Av. Right? Ein hosheshes the Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay, that's enough. He can just not mention. He says she doesn't keep Rosh Chodesh Av. Why? Because there's no Vesasim Gavein Kavala. However, here's where the Achronim point out, hold on a second. What about, not the Venus, Venus with Thomas, right? What about Haflaga? What's that Haflaga from Aleph Nisan to Aleph Sivan? What? Aleph Nisan to Aleph Sivan? It's the 60th day, 59 days later. Okay, what's the 60th day from Aleph Sivan? Aleph Av. So why is it Shifra Shesh and Shifra Shesh Av? It's the Haflaga. Forget about the secret. What about the Haflaga? Right? Then you can't just say, oh, well, he didn't mention it because it wasn't his topic. Because he specifically said she's not Shifra Shesh. You're not allowed to specifically say she's not Shifra Shesh, or are you? So basically, my question is, isn't it a Veses She'eino Kavua of Haflaga, of Haflaga Shisha? So why is she kosher Rosh Chodesh Av al Veses She'eino Kavua? And this is a big machlokes achronim. Says the Chavos Das, disappointingly, yeah, the Mechaber wrote inaccurately Shalom B'Diktok. Now again, why? What's it going to do? This is when the Mechaber writes Shalom B'Diktok. Obviously, the Chavos Das means to say that it wasn't his main topic. He wasn't medactic in Haflug, and he even wrote something that is technically false. Okay, that's still a bit of an accusation. you know, it's fine if he's Mahara leaves something out, like what is the Taz here, because it wasn't the main topic. You left that Lama Disa, you can leave out things that are your topic. You shouldn't say something false if it's not your main topic. But says the Chamzas, it's Shilam Adikti, says what the Mahara should have said is Aleph Tishrei and Aleph Kislev, you don't have to worry about Aleph Shvat. Because nobody knows how many days Cheshvan, I mean, you know, it's different every year. There's no standard on the days for Cheshvan and Kislev, so no one knows what the Haflaga is. And then he could have, if he were rewriting the Shulchan Aruch, he would just change it to the winter. Because in the winter, it's not the same number of days between each Chodesh, because as hopefully we know a little about the Jewish calendar, but every month has a fixed number of days, except for Cheshvan and Kislev, which in some years are 29, and in some years are 30. Okay, so says the Chavos Das. Begins Chosheshet, and the Mechaber Lo Dok. Okay. However, it could be. Meaning, could it be even someone as smart as the Mechaber made a mistake and wrote Shlomo Bedikta because he wasn't thinking of something that wasn't his main point? Could be. He's only human. But the Dogma Bava Tinyana, which is not on the side of the page in most editions, it's bad, because it's like Tinyana, the leader of the edition of Dogma Bava. The Dogma Bava disagrees. Again, don't look on the side if you have the standard sort of editions. Look in the back. But the Dogma Bava, he says, no, the Mechaber doesn't write Shlomo Dikta. Mechaber meant what he says, said what he meant. The Mechaber's language is 100%. And so, what's that? He says, the finish. He says, what we know already, something common, we're choshish yigan enu kavua for once or twice. Something uncommon, we're not choshish enu kavua. Says, a haflug of 60 is uncommon, so we're not choshish enu kavua. We're only choshish enu kavua for normal haflugos. What are normal haflugos? 25, 28, 32, 35. He didn't say we're drawing the line. 40? Yeah, he didn't say we're drawing. 60, that's like 2 months. And not that it can't happen. Of course it can happen. But it's very uncommon. Halfway women have a period of 60 days. That's highly unlikely. So it's unlikely we're not choshish enu kavua. If it happens 3 times, we'll be kavua. Not be choshish. We'll be kavua. That's the chiddush of Dogma Bava, that there's no vesesh she'eino kavua for a very long haflaga, because a very long haflaga is uncommon. It's not a crazy svara. You know, it's one of these drawing the line questions. On the one hand, a very long haflaga is uncommon. On the other hand, maybe Chazal just like gave us categories and didn't tell us to like draw the line between 40 and 60. Maybe like there's a haflaga, there's a dilug, etc. The Chavos Das obviously just reason thinks, no, we're choshish for any haflaga. Even if it's ain't kavua. Why? Because we're not going to draw the line between 40 and 50 and 60. It's just we'd rather have general rules. Okay, this is a big machlokes. Halacha l'maaseh, this can happen. You know, a woman's last haflaga, a woman's somewhat irregular, her last haflaga was, I don't know, was 58. So she has to be choshish for the next 58 days from that. So the Rebbe says no. And the Chavos Das says, yes, halacha l'maaseh. The Shulchan, if you look here, he brings many, many achronim who agree with the Chavos Das. Okay, there are... They always also try to get the Shulchan Aruch to work, depending on other sheets you have that we'll see soon. I mean, if you hold like the Shach against the Taz and Ramah at the beginning of the Ramah Sifud Gimel, then maybe there are Okimtas you can make. Like you could say, ah, the Okimta here is she saw on like Balad Tamos. And therefore, she no longer has the best haflaga because we have the best because Dalit Talmud interrupted the haflaga. Okay, that works according to some achronim, not according to other achronim. So you maybe get the Mahari Doc. Anyway, halacha lemaisa, this is the lemaisa machlokes. Right? Remember, some things are common, some things are uncommon. What about long haflaga? That's not kavua. The Chavos Das says she's kosheshes. According to the Dogma Bava, we're not kosheshes halacha l'maaseh, so we pass in like the Chavos Das against the Dogma Bava, and we would be kosheshes. And what we say to the Mechaber, either that he's low duck or come up with some clever answer. The main answer is going to be that's not his point. Okay, if there's no other questions, we'll go to Sifu Gimel.
Yes.
So
I said he doesn't say. He says more than 30 is not long. It could be 35. It could be 36. 60, that's already 2 months. That's long. He doesn't say where he draws the line. Like, is the line only from 60 and up? Is the line from 46 and up, which is like rounds off the two? He doesn't say where he draws the line. So the answer is I'm not sure. We don't have to like him, so we don't have to know.
In the case where he did, it was 50, it was even less than 50.
Correct. So I'm not even sure. I would assume that he would, but I don't know. I don't know where he draws the line. What? We're possible, like, but Tavastas.
You can see this question. What is the normal flood? What's the range? The normal range that in
the normal range is from mid, I would say, like within a week of 30, one way or the other.
And according to those concepts, how far are we going to go? So we're going to be close to GFC, close to S.
So we'll see much later on. Okay, we'll get back to that much later on. We might throw the line in 90 days for reasons we'll see later. Okay, so we'll see that later. But clearly up till 90, we'll be kosher. If we don't like the Kamastas. Okay, what happens in 90 days? We'll get to it. Yud Gimel. Okay, Yud Gimel, the Mechaber, it's a fascinating thing. The Mechaber makes one point, which is a new, very, very important point, and then the Rama goes to town having nothing whatsoever to do with what the Mechaber said. It seems that Rama just said, you know what? We finished the basic rules of Vesesh in Kavua, so I'm going to go to town. But first, let's see the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, any Yishuv Basel, Vesesh, Hafilu, Vesesh, Shloshim, Rosh, Chazon, Zephar, Zeh, or any of the other patterns, Elam, Kengu, Kulam, Ba'ona, Achas, Yom, Ba'layla. New Chiddush. We know already from Simchat Pei Daled that the Vesesh is only an Ona. It's not 24 hours, it's 12 hours. So therefore, says the Mechaber, it has to be 3 daytimes or 3 night times in order to become a Vesesh. Because day and night are different. And that all his examples are going to be super duper, are really going to be super duper pashas. And Rasa Sholoshpam Bayom Varvias Balaila. Oh, Sholoshpam Balaila Varvias Bayom. Hoshesh Bayom Uvalaila Nechasha. That's the reason Nechasha Shino Shila Akron. Okay, this is basically the Yudalid, which is on the fourth Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you have Vetas Kavua, and then once you deviate and change, next month you have to be closer for both the Vetas Kavua, so it wasn't uprooted 3 times yet, and the Shinoi, because that's the Vetas Kavua, which wasn't uprooted at all. So, like, if a woman sees on the month, Tesvav, Yuchas, next month she has to be Porsha, Tesvav, and Yuchas, Tesvav, because it was a Kavua that was only uprooted once, and Yuchas is an Eno Kavua that was not tried at all yet. Okay, so likewise here, she's day, night. She's thinking day is Kavua, night is Ein Kavua. Night, day. Night is Kavua, day is Ein Kavua, not a fish. She's randomly, sometimes during the day, sometimes at night. We'll come back and show some. Never had 3 in a row of either. Oh, shit. Then what's the din? The din is Pasha. She just goes by the last one. Day, night. It's just a random pattern. Basically, if the last one was day, then night has been uprooted once, and day is being a kavua, right? So she quotes the last one. Oh, shetir rishon b'yom, shol shachron b'layla, rishon b'layla, shol shachron b'layla. Day, night. Obviously, night is kavua. Night, day. Obviously, day is kavua. In all those cases, of both of those, that night, day. The last one is kavua. Chashesh lachron b'layla. Okay, there should be no chidushim. A chiddush is the day and night are different vestos, but the applications, the examples, should be pretty straightforward. When does it get not as straightforward? In the big machlokes, according to Pesachim Chusukat text, the famous Novi Yehuda. Novi Yehuda has a fascinating question, which really he doesn't present it as, you know, a brisker along this, but it's a longish question, the Novi Yehuda. He asked, what about the following case? And you can come up with a lot of examples, right? But let's just take the, you know, and this is the machlokes between him and the Shoel. I think the Shoel was the Nachlis dog, if I'm not mistaken. Doesn't say here. It says, I am a tshuva v'shem gadol echad, who says that, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? If you don't have 3 days in a row or 3 nights in a row, it's not kavua. But what about the following case? Okay, I'll use a slightly different example. Here's a very posh example, right? What about Tesvav Laila, Tesvav Yom, Tesvayim Laila, and to make everyone happy, we'll even give Tesvayim Yom, right? We don't get into any Rav and Shmuels here, right? If it's a Vestas or not, if you put the Pshat Lashon in the Machaber, you would say, it's not 3 days in a row, it's not 3 nights in a row, it's days and nights switching back and forth. What is the Pshat in the Machaber? Stop. Divrei HaMachaber, you would say, Shiv the Vestas, She'eno Kavua, for Yom Tesayin, because you only keep the last one. But what does the Gadol Echad say? The Gadol Echad says no. The Machaber meant if it doesn't turn out to be a Dimud. But what if it turns out to be a Dimud? What if it turns out to be a Dimud? If it turns out to be a Dimud, again, his example is a hot point. But we'll get the example of says the Gadol Echad. What if it turns out to be a Dimud? No, this is very Pashat. This is Vestas HaKodesh B'Dilug Shalona Atos. Right? This is the Vestas HaKodesh, the Dilug of half a day. Why can't you have a Dilug of half a day? Oh, we don't say Dilugs of hours and minutes, etc. I understand, because that's not the unit. But the unit is onus. So you can have a Dilug of an ona. Or what's the real example? The real example is, what about the following case? What about, let's say this. Day, again, it's not going to be the exact case. Right? We're going to start counting days that are in day one at night. Then we have day 29 during the day. And then we have, this is, hopefully it won't be confusing. Day 58, let me make this easier. Day one at night, and just, I'm starting counting randomly. Day 30 during the day. Then we have day 60 at night. Then we have day 89 during the day. How about this? What would the Pshat of the Machaber be? Day, night. Pshat of the Machaber would be that there's no Vestas here, right? So what's the Vestas? There's maybe a Vestas for Eino Kavua for Haflagas. Right? Because 89 is the 30 and 60. Bion. And basically, she would keep day 118 during the day. Now, equals 118 during the day, which is 29 days later during the daytime. However, what does the Gadol Echad say? Gadol Echad say, no, this is Kavua. It's the Haflaga of, what is it always? 29 and a half days later. Right? It's the Haflaga that it's always 29 and a half days later. Ah, from day one at night, to be at 29 and a half days, you get day 30 during the day. At 29 and a half days, you get day 69. At 29 and a half days. And therefore, it's Kavua. What would the next one be? It would be 29 and a half days later. What's 29 and a half days later is 119 at night as Kavua. So what do we say here? Do we say that days and nights can't combine? Or no, maybe things that can't combine, right? Okay, you, these are the really discouraging, the original case. But you get the point. The point is, can you say, let's start with this case, right? Start with this case. Can you have a haflaga 29 and a half days later? Or no. If haflaga, this is 29 days later, this is 30 days later, this is 29 days later, there's no pattern whatsoever. This is day, this is night. There's no pattern whatsoever. So days and nights don't match up and the numbers don't match up. Or do you say, no, you're going to have haflagas? That is the machlokes between the Gadol Echad and the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda disagree with the Gadol Echad. Says you can't have half haflagas. Likewise, we would say that will come out of there. You can't have. Half the Lugin. You can't have halves. Are you glad I'm halves or not? Right? This is what the Nerd Yehuda says, there's no such thing as half. And the Gadol Echad, which I think is the Nachman's David, says there is such thing as halves.
Okay, interesting. Ah, didn't the Shulchan Aruch say you need 3 days or a few nights? Well, yeah, unless you can make a pattern. Then Yehuda says, no, you have literally.
Regular
plumber,
night to day,
even by Eno Kavua, look over, he would say the same thing. Does he say that correctly? Yes, he says it correctly. Yeah, he says the same thing for Eno Kavua. Right, here's another nafkamina, right? What if you have day one night and day 30 during the day, right? What would come according to the Node of Yehuda? According to the Node of Yehuda, what would the next one be? There's no Kavua here, right? That's what Yoni was asking. You would say there's Eno Kavua. Okay, what would the Node of Yehuda say? Day, which is 59 day, right? 29 days later during the day. This is 29 days later during the day. So this is 29 days later during the day. But what would the Gadol Echad say? He would say, no, this is 29 and a half days later. But he would say that Eno Kavua is 60 at night, which is 29 and a half days later. That was what you're asking, right? It changes everything. Basically, whenever you go from day to night, forget this case. This case is a rare case, right? Forget this case. We'll stick with this case. I mean, that would also be an afkamina. That's this. Every haflaga between a day and night, is that a full? Is that, do we count the days or do we count the half days? That's the machlokas between the Gadol Echad and the Node of Yehuda. Okay, big afkamina. Meaning this could be every month. Right, you have a different basis for these two kitas. What's the longest of these two kitas? Exactly. What's the longest of these two kitas? What's the svara? The svara is that the unit of haflaga, you know, it's enough to deal with haflaga. We're not even discussing it. They would also argue that, but we didn't have to. What the unit of haflaga is the ona. Oh, we always talk about days. Yeah, but we really mean onas. Even though we talk about days, we really mean onas. We just use days as shorthand. Haflaga is onas. You get a haflaga of 29 onas, of 60 onas, or 61 onas, or 62 onas, or 63 onas. I know we usually discuss days, but the haflaga is onas. Therefore, you have to count how many onas were the haflaga from one case to the other case. What's the svara of the Node of Yehuda? No, the unit is days. The nun is onas yom or laila. The unit of a plug is days. The tanai is that the day has to be at night or the day has to be during the day. Oh, that's. That we need two different words for yemama and for yom, right? In Hebrew, it's good. Yemama means a 24-hour period. Yom can mean a daytime, right? And are there words like that in English? Okay, the unit is calendar days, right? 24-hour days. The tanai is yom versus laila. And therefore, no, it has to be a plug of 30 days, of 29 days, of 31 days. And the tanai is the same part of the day, night or day. That's the sort of the Node of Yehuda. This is a, again, this is enough to meet her for like half the time. Any time a woman is counting her best haflaga, and there's one, again, sometimes it could also apply to months if there's a fancy D-word. But forgetting about that, any time a woman is, for best chodesh usually won't apply. She saw on Yod Ches during the day, next month she's chodesh Yod Ches during the day. Right, forget D-words. But for haflaga, any time a woman sees the night 1 month and the day the next month, there's going to be enough kamina between the Node of Yehuda and the Gadol Echad, right? Anytime she's night day, according to the Gadol Echad, her next vessel will be night. And according to the Node of Yehuda, her next vessel will be day. It's that simple. Big enough kamina. The whose svara is simpler and more commonsensical. Yeah, the Gaon. If you want to count everything as 24-hour period, Tana. But once we say that a Veses depends on the Onas Yom or Onas Laila, then the unit is Onas. Ah, we like to talk about days. It's a good shorthand to talk about days, but the unit is Onas. That's the Nodi Hudev, a fancy shansi Sidlom Dishbara. No, the unit is days. The Tanai is Onas. So it has to be 30 days at night, 30 days during the day. But then he has to make a whole Seidina here. So Api Svara, common sense with the simpler Svara, the Gadol Echad is much better off. However, in terms of all of the Makoros, keep in mind, they were arguing in the 1700s. What happened until the 1700s? All the Makoros, right? There was a lot of Judaism before the Nodi Yehuda, right? We're not going to start counting from Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's start counting from they wrote down Torah Sheval Peh, right? For when they wrote down Torah Sheval Peh, tell the Nodi Yehuda, there was a good millennium and a millennium and a half. Okay. If you look at everything that happened in between the Gemara and the Nevi Yehuda, does it sound like the unit is the Ona or the unit is the day? Yeah. Sounds like the unit is the day. They always talk about days, days, days. So you understand why it's a machlokas. The Nevi Yehuda says, no, just look at every Rishon and every Achron until my time. They all say that we define Avesis by day. Ah, the Machaber adds, but the Tanai, that it has to be all at night or all during the day. Or most recent one at night, for Kavua, it has to be 3 nights and 3 days. For Ana Kavua, 1 night or 1 day determines what it is. But that's a Tanai. The Iker Kavos, the Iker Kavios is on the day. And the Tanai is Yom or Laila. That's a content of the Makoros. And the Gadol Echad says, I know it's what the Makoros sound like, but that's not a good Svara. That's too fancy of a Svara. I want a Pashat Svara. The unit is Onos. And all the Rishonim spoke Lav Davka. Okay. You understand where they're both coming from. You understand the tension here. Lemaisa, the Vadei Shochem quotes here, the Chazan Ish says, even though the Chazan Ish likes simple Svaras, he doesn't like fancy Lumbish Svaras, but he also likes Shot in Rishonim. He says, just every Posek whoever wrote until the time of the Nodi Yehuda wrote like the Nodi Yehuda. You can't just say, I have a svara and reinterpret all the poskim. Halacha l'maisa, again, I can't speak for every rabbi nowadays. Who's our Harbacha guy? I wouldn't be surprised if our Malamed says, like, Gadol Echad, says, better svara. Although, please check. But anyway, l'maisa, all the svara that I've seen nowadays, that wouldn't be surprising if I'm one svara instead of Gadol Echad. Every sefer I've seen nowadays says, like, Nodi Yehuda. The Min of the Olam is clearly like the Nodi Yehuda. Against the Gadol Echad. Why? Because that's the pshat of what's going on until now. And then we have to say a fancy svara. The halos of a vetes is a certain number of yimamot of 24-hour periods. And the tanai is it has to be both all night or all day.
That means that if a woman saw like 30 days, 30 in a row, but she never got a confused of night or day.
She has no vetes kavua, correct. Yeah, the Trum Sadesha would say she has like a Vesis that she doesn't see before or after 30, but she has no Vesis Kavua. Now, again, if you ask, if she asked me for advice, I would say, you know what? It would be good to just be porous the whole 24 hours of day 30, because how hard is it to be porous for 24 hours if you have such a clear pattern and why take your candid? That's not a halachic psak, right? That's not a halachic sock. Just like at a certain point, you might as well just be machmir because it's easy enough. But no, halachically, clearly, I'll be sure that then she has no vesis kavua. And there might be enough meanness to that.
Not that I've seen.
Not that I've seen. Anyway, the halacha l'maisa though is clearly like Yehuda bein for kavua, bein for einu kavua.
Then you'd be able to
a
lot of
makoros
you're really talking about that's kavua.
I understand. I think you have to go with the svara. It could be just not that I've seen. Okay. So that is a very important machlokas. And with that, we get to Shmuel and Master of the Board. We get to the infamous Ramah. Okay, this Ramah starts out. Truth is, he starts out trying to say something very simple, which is what they teach in all the college classes. But this is the funny part. Once you start illustrating Vestos, any example you choose, get into two or three machlokas that you need to get into, and another two or three that you don't need to get into. When I say you don't need to get into, it's like when you're trying to calculate the Chodesh, and you don't say whether or not you're also thinking of the Bainanus, let's say, etc. But okay, what do I mean? Let's turn off. But it's just your Rosa. This is basic halal class. I think, I don't know, you ever asked your wife about this? Nowadays, does your wife calculate, this is not an intimate question, does your wife calculate Vestos with a pencil and a paper calendar or on an app? Does anyone know the answer? You might not know the answer. I'll tell you, when I was married, no one calculated their Vestos on an app. Everyone used paper and pencil. I don't know, what's more popular nowadays? The apps? Okay.
Definitely the apps.
I'm in the circles where they don't have smartphones. Or even in circles where they officially don't have smartphones. Okay, if you officially don't have smartphones, you might not use it for halachic purposes. It would just, you know, it's just too likely to offer this. But, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Everything that we used to do with pencil and paper, we do with an app. Mishnah. Okay, but... How did they program the apps, right? So they use this Ramah. And what did they used to teach in college class? So they probably still teach it. This Ramah. Ha'isha sharasa chosheshes levesh ha'chodesh la'flaga. Every woman has to be chosheshes ha'ein ha'kabua, right? When she starts out getting her period, right? Theoretically, this is like when she first gets her period when she's 12. Nowadays, we say when she starts keeping track of her period, when she gets engaged and starts college classes. Right, so Ha'isha Zerasa Hosheshes, she has to worry about Inu Kavua. But remember, we don't have to worry about Dilug Inu Kavua, Seberg Inu Kavua, and any weird things. There are only two Inu Kavuas that are normal enough that we worry about, Hafluga and Chodesh. Hosheshes is the best of Chodesh and Hafluga. She every month has to worry about two things, Chodesh and Hafluga. Achatikva Vesa Chodesh Tosh Hom Vesa Vloga Arpam, until she's Kovea Chodesh with three Re'eos, or Kovea Hafluga, which she needs four Re'eos to get three Haflugos. Then she doesn't have to worry about the rest. Or it gets uprooted. Meaning very pashut. You have to keep every haflaga and every hachodesh unless you uproot it once. Or you're koveya something else. And if you koveya one thing, it automatically uproots in a kavua. We'll come back to that. Now, but before we get into the... before we get into all these examples, let's take them one step at a time. Does anyone notice a difference between what the Ramah said here? Basically, you're always, what does it mean until you uproot it once? Let's say this in a different language. How would I tell the Kala? If you're Kovea something three times, that's your Kavua Shalom Yisrael. Assuming you're never Kovea anything, you always keep your most recent Haflaga and your most recent Chodesh. You take your most recent period and keep the Haflaga and the Chodesh because that's till it's uprooted once. Right? That's, in other words, what the Ramah is saying. However, anyone who's, even if you haven't taken a Kala class, you're married, someone took a Kala class, you took a Chassin class, what did I leave out? What did the Ramah leave out? Is that really what we teach the college? Always keep your most recent haplaga and han yom achodesh as an ino kavua. That's all we teach the college. Really? Anyone here married? Yeah. Right, only one person here doesn't suit. And now you know that he works too late. Okay, marriage is one of them. What about onabeinus? Everyone knows what you teach the kalas. Every month you have to worry about three things: onabeinus, the most recent yom achodesh, and the most recent haflaga. And here's the Ramah saying: every month you have to worry two things: haflaga and hachodesh. Who derives all his? And it's not just the beginning of the Ramah. You read through the whole Ramah. He makes all the cheshbonos al gabi cheshbonos. And teaches him to get all the weird Vestachodesh can be so weird, all the Vestachodesh, and all the weird Haplogis. And in this whole one four-page Ramah, what does he never mention?
Bainanist. Why did the Ramban never mention Bainanist? So, who makes a party out of it? The Shah says this is exactly what I meant. You know why the Ramban never mentioned Bainanist? Because Bainanist is Chodesh. It's interesting. I'm not going to get into this longus. At the end of the Pesachi Tshuva, Sefkat Yud discusses whether the Shach might actually think that Chodesh and Bainanist are mamish the same thing for all intents and purposes, or they're just the same day, but they're slightly different longuses. Okay, the Maisa, this is where the Shach gets his strength from, because there's no one of Bainanist. Ah, where is it? Must be it's the same as Chodesh. And then he starts quoting from all. Remember when I put on the board at the beginning of the test, all the Rishonim who never said there's such thing as unabatedness? Said the Shach, no, there's no Rishonim that says no such thing as unabatedness. They all said there's such thing as Beis HaKodesh. The reason why most Rishonim, meaning all the earlier Rishonim, the first half of the Rishonim left that unabatedness is because it's the same as Beis HaKodesh. And the Shach decided to say it anyway. Okay, but the Shach's theory, because it's Ramah, I think there's only two possible answers. Right? Let's review for a second. What is Ona Bainanist? And why is it missing from the Ramah in Sefer Gimel? By the way, it's not a question that Ramah in Sefer Gimel. Ramah in Sefer Gimel is just quoting for most of it. A Ramban, right? He's quoting a Ramban. So why is it missing from the Ramban? And the Torah quote of the Ramban, why is it missing from the Torah? Why is it missing from a lot of Sfarim? So, says the Shach, don't have to do this. About 30 days, and it's a month later. 30 days and a month are interchangeable with Lashon Chazal. This is, I told you, the main place the Shach says it is Tekun Lamed. This is a very, very long Sefkat Lamed of the Shach. He also has his other famous Chumrah that he says, anyone know where it says Mefurish in the Chumash? I think it's the only place that Mefurish in the Chumash that something is 30 days. Some mitzvah is 30 days. I'm not talking about historical stories. I know they eat the slav, whatever. But you know that then? Well, actually, you're right. It doesn't say that. It says Yom Mechodesh is there, right? Okay, I take it back. Anyway, but what is the Shach saying here? The Shach does say that, and he has a better right. The Shach's right is better. Sorry, excuse me. Chazal always talk about Pinyin Aben, anywhere in Pinyin Aben. So yes, they all talk about Esakwa Moz Toch. Shloshim. There was like Tok Shloshim after Shloshim, etc. Chazal always talking about Shloshim for Pinyin Aben. Oh, the Chumash says Chodesh, right? Chodesh to death. The Shach says this proves that when Chazal say Shloshim, they really mean a Chodesh. After all, Chazal called Pinyin Aben Shloshim and called the Chodesh. Shloshim, they mean Chodesh. I mean every case. In many cases, not say Shloshim, they mean Chodesh. Okay, he has a particular unique Chumrah of Pinyin Aben. You know the Chumrah of the Shach of Pinyin Aben, that an actual full cycle of the moon has to pass. It's not enough that it be like 30 days later. You have to have a full cycle of the moon. So therefore, I think the minute is to be voted for the Shach. Let's say the baby was born today at 5:30 in the afternoon. Right? So if we wait even, it's a suffix in the Gemara, wait till the 31st day. Wait till the 31st day. Okay. 6:30 p.m. The 31st day, 6:30 p.m., the moon has not gone full cycle yet. Because it's only been 29 days and 1 hour, says the Shach. He mentions it here. Nothing to do with us. And nothing to do with the Shach's Raya. But it's just important to know the sheet of the Shach. The Shach says, Chazal say 30 days is really a month. That's what it says in the Torah. But, says the Shach, you actually need to wait a full month, meaning, anyone know how long a full month is? The Molad? Almost, approximately. 29 and a half, and
793 halakha means 793 1,000 eighths of an hour, right? So it's a little more. Actually, that's some people say that's why there's a minhag that we do pidyon of men during the day. Why is there many do pidyon of men during the day? So if you wait till the 35th day during the day, it's always been, almost always been, you know, 29 days and 12 hours with 793 halakha since the baby was born. So you go to the child. Okay. Anyway, he mentions this briefly here. That's not our point. His point is Chazal called a Shloshim and the Torah calls it a Chodesh, which showed that Shloshim and Loshim Chazal really doesn't mean a number, it means a Chodesh. Likewise here, Onavin Shloshim Yom means a Chodesh. That's the truth of the Shah. And then it's very positive, it's not missing. However, what about everyone else? What about the Taz and Rov Poskim who say it is on day 30? Or what about the Kabbalas Das and the Chachmas Adam, who say it's day 31? If it's day 30 or day 31, then it's missing from our Seif, because Rama should have said, and keep day 30, or and keep day 31. And in all those examples, he should have said, you have Chaf Nisan, you have Bechoshish for Chaf Iyar. And according to the Taz, you should have said, and Yotesiyar. And when he says you have chaf ear, you have to chosh chaf sivan, according to the Kabbalas Das, should have said, and chaf alo sivan. Right? So why? So what are you going to have to say? Says the Taz, Yod Zayin Pasha, Shigam Kan, Choshe Zigam, Yod Zayin Shoshim, 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 Yod Zayin. Meaning there are modules pointing out things that depend on all kinds of complicated calculations, like Plugger, like Kodesh, obviously invading this also. That's not what we're discussing. Okay, that's the machlokus. The Shach says, since the Ramah slash Tor slash Ramah, since the Ramban slash Tor slash Ramah, and I'm sure you could add one or two other people who copy this over, left out Onabainness, it must be that Onabainness is Kodesh. And then he also explained, not like the Shapanah Harabsin. He said, why did the Rif and the Rambam and the Rhyme and Leon on Venus? Because it's not really in Shas, it's not really halacha. He says, no, it must be on Venus, not halacha. It's being Kiyom Kodesh. Okay, we don't pass that way. As you recall, we pass in like the Taz and Rov Poskim. So why do they leave it like the Taz says? Right. Okay. Anyway, that's what we say. What do we say before we get into the examples? What we tell every kala is, if you have a kfiyas, you have a kfiyas. If you don't have a kfiyas, then just mark down where your last period was and keep three things, the Yom HaKodesh, the last Haflaga, and the Omer Deinonis. And because we're not redundant, we are no to be Hudanix. What do we say? Say if your last period came in the day, you keep the Yom HaFlaga during the day, the Yom HaKodesh during the day, and the Onah Beinus during the day. If your last period was at night, you keep the last HaFlaga at night, the even if it's not the same number of Onos passed, the Yom HaKodesh at night, and the Onah Beinus at night. Because we're no to be for the next. I mean, everyone agreed about the Onah Beinus and the Yom HaKodesh. The question is, that would be a focus. Okay. Now let's go through the Ramah and see where we get into big machlokos. Ready? Let's take it one step at a time. Ketzad. Rasa ve'echa ve'nisan ve'esrim bo chosheshes le'echa ve'iyar ve'vnei rosh chodesh nitan. Okay. First step of the Ramah. What did she say? And let's assume it's all daytimes or all night times. You know, the Ramah's not getting into that. It's funny. He's writing on the day-night sif of Shulchan Aruch, but obviously he doesn't care about this particular sif. Aleph Nisan and Chaf Nisan, right? Starting at seems so cautious. What do you keep? You have to keep this, you have to be Choshesh, but red for Choshesh, right? Red light. Aleph Iyar is Yom HaKodesh. Fairly straightforward, right? What? No, we're not even before we get there. Said the Taz.
eat something, which I just quoted, but I didn't quote the most controversial part of it. Right? The
says the Taz. Head the Taz. Hold on a second. What about Lamed Nisan? No. Says the Taz. Lamed Nisan is the owner of Animus. After all, it's the 30th day of Aleph Nisan. And why did the Rambam write it? It's too obvious. Now, the question is, do we agree with that Taz or do we not agree with that Taz? Obviously, the Shach disagreed. He said, 30, that's not the owner of Animus. Obviously, the Taz agrees. He said, that's not the owner of Animus. But we hold like the Taz. So do we agree with him?
No.
Why not?
Again,
exactly. Meaning, here's the machlokas. This Taz is making two assumptions. Assumption A is that Ona Beninus equals day 30, not day 31 or Yom HaChodesh. And that assumption we accept. We've asked it that way. Like I said, all posts can nowadays hold that Ona Beninus is day 30. The only question is that you also mock your father Jesus. But all posts can agree that the halakha is like this. But the Taz makes another assumption, and this is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger attacks him for. And the Pesach Tshuva, the second half of Kut Yud, we already read. That's when he said these three Shitas. 1, 2, 3. Not even he put all the other names that we have on the board once, I think. But the first half of Kut Yud, we did not read yet. And he doesn't quote Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, but he quotes the Sidri Tarim, the Chavos Das, and basically almost all the Achronim disagree with him. What's the second assumption? Let's say we'll put this in Taz. Who else does he put here? Crazy Place Thief, the Great Tara, Chacham Tzvi. Did he have to, no, just the Chacham Tzvi. Fancy on a Crazy Place Thief. Okay, all right. Taz, Chacham Tzvi, Crazy Place Thief, as opposed to he quotes here the Chavos Das, Shach. And the Chavos Das. And there's obviously more names. Okay, but here we have another one, which is you restart the Ona Beninus clock when you have another Re'iyah. Meaning, clearly Lamed Nisan was her Ona Beninus. As the Pesach, the Seder went, the Seder passed, the first day of Chol Hamoed, second day of Chol Hamoed, third day of Chol Hamoed, fourth day of Chol Hamoed, she knew her Ona Beninus was coming up Lamed Nisan. All of a sudden, she sees on Chaf Nisan. Did that restart the Ona Beninus clock or not? That is, no. Or another way to ask, man, can you have two Ona Beninuses? According to the Taz, she has two Ona Beninuses. Lamed Nisan is the Ona Beninus for this. And Yud Tes Iyar is the Ona Beninus for this. Well, how do you look at Ona Beninus? So, spread the Taz, let's see what the second. Is that a new Re'iyah does not cancel the old Ona Beninus, which is the Shita of the Taz right here. And that's where the Achronim disagree, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, and the Pesach Tshuva, B'Shem, Sidrei Taran Chavos Das, yeah, and others hold that, nope, the new Re'iyah cancels the old Ona Beninus. Another way of saying this is that the Taz thinks you have to keep Ona Beninus from every Re'iyah in the last 30 days. While the other Achronim hold, you only keep the Ona Beninus from the most recent, from the latest Re'iyah. This is a fundamental focus. Do you keep the Ona Beninus from every Re'iyah you've had until now, or only from the most recent Re'iyah?
What the Sfar, and this will tie into the next machlokes between the Taz and the Shach, but the Chumayer points out, I think, yes, that even without that, what the Sfar, the Sfar of the Taz is very pushy. We're always kosher to own a bainus. If we're kosher to own a bainus, we're kosher to own a bainus. Exactly. We're always kosher to own a bainus, meaning we really think that anytime you have a re'iyah, 30 days later, you might be another re'iyah, because that's a normal pattern. Why does this start being under acronym? So, the way that you can explain it, you're quoting the, very few relies on the back. But he says, no, what's the Svara? Svara is, why do we keep on obeying this? Right? Remember the old criteria, why do we keep on obeying this? Says the Taz, because we actually always think a woman will have a 30-day period. Okay. If we always think she'll have a 30-day period, then maybe she'll have a 30-day period. Ah, she saw in Chaf Nisan. Okay, maybe that was a fluke, that was mid-cycle bleeding, but she really has a 30-day period.
She's on the 29th day.
What? She's on the 29th day. That is a, wouldn't be much enough. Nina, she'd be Anita now. But, what? Correct. I mean, that might tie into the Ramah at the end of Tiffiyah Gimel. Okay, but basically, what's the Svara? The Svara is we always think she may have a 30-day cycle. There are actually two ways to explain the Svara. Michael's going to, Michael Smiley is saying, there's two ways to understand the Svara. Those who knew him, Kobe, they just hold against him in the next Sifkatan, like the Shach would be the May. Or, what are the two ways to disagree? I'm going a little out of order. So that's only one way to disagree. Right? Is what the reason for onabainus? Onabainus is because we actually think everyone always has a 30-day cycle? Or what did the quote here from the Ron? At some point, right? Remember, ain't a couple words not so serious, right? Even if you don't do it because she's okay. But after all, it can't be she'll never get a period, so we have to make one thing where she should be kosher, right? And that's the what they quote here. Kosher about the Ron should be the olam lo tiret, right? No, we don't specifically, 30 is an average. Why do we think she's specifically, we don't think everyone's average. Again, the average wage in Israel is 9,000 shekel a month. If I see someone, I don't think they make 9,000 shekel a month. That's just the average. It's very unlikely to make 9,000 shekel a month. Right? Again, the average height is 5'7". I'm making this up. I have no idea. Sure. Then when I meet someone, I don't expect them to be 5'7", just because that's the average. But, you know, if I had to design a chair, I would say, let's go with the average. Right? So here, what the Ron says is, she can't never get a period. She has to get her period sometime. We have to be kosher for something. If we're kosher for something, we should go with the average. Okay, but we only have to be kosher for one thing. So we're kosher for Lamed Nisan, but now we have a new thing to be kosher for, which is Yud Tet Tzvi'ah as an onabainus. So therefore, he says, no. And the Svara is Svara for Ona Venus is because the Olam Lo Tiret equals we have to be is a funny word, but Chosesh for some day, and therefore we pick the average day. Okay, but once this obviously, there's an own bainus from here. You don't need two own bainuses. The point is just have one day you're kosher for, so you never have two own bainuses. Okay, that is the Svara. That is why almost all of the Achronim disagree with the Taz here, just in terms of the Lamaisa, right? We reject the second part of this Taz. We accept the own bainus day 30, but it's only day 30 from your latest Re'iyah, not from every Re'iyah. Not from 2 years ago, right? So that's a wee paskin. The psak is, on the bainness equals day 30, that's like the Taz, only from your last Ri'iya, and that's against the Taz. Okay, any questions about this?
What is Taz? Saying that both your days can be treated like a vessel of Kibur?
Yeah. You would say, Lam Nitzan is like a vessel of Kibur because it's on a bainness, and your test ER is like a vessel of Kibur because it's on a bainness. Correct.
You can have two on a bainness. Okay, now let's get to the real controversial part. How about the following case? Let's continue. And here's where the Ramah adds a word to the Ramban slash four. Rasa be'etar be'iyar o lo rasa bo chosheshes letes be'iyar shem yom etzer ne'iyos yom chav. Sherasa.
Okay.
The most really controversial part. Let's put this on the board. One thing is very clear. This is what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, Efad Benisan. Up Nisan Lo Rasa Be'echad Be'iyar is what the Ramban originally said. Then what's Yichud Sheshet for? The Pashut, right? Meaning, she's Yichud Sheshet for Tes Be'iyar, which is the Plagas Esperm. Right, that's pretty Pashut. She got her period. 19 days later, on the 20th day, she got her periods. The 20th day, then she's Mechoshesh. I know 20 is a little short, but okay, consider. Right, that's pretty straightforward. What's the implication? Well, the implication, this is the Ramban. This is the Diuk from the Ramban. Enter. Aleph Nisan. Chaf Nisan. Aleph Diyar. The diok is lo rasa ba'alof er, but if rasa ba'alof er, then right? You didn't see an alof er, you have to keep this. Means if you did see an alof er, you have to keep it. We think. So, did that? No, she's not. Hoshesha. Or test er.
Why not? It's still a best plug up.
What? Why? How? Because she had a flugger for Yom Esrim. Did Yom Esrim come without a period? Why would you uproot it? So why does that uproot the old one? We don't know yet. Okay. Stop. We don't know yet. Let me give you an example. Right? If she sees Aleph Nisan Chaf Nisan and Aleph Iyar, does she have to keep Chaf Nisan as a Kodesh? Sure, that everyone agrees the next line in the Ramah. Why? Because she's doing one Kodesh, doesn't mean you're a Kodesh for the other Kodesh. You're a Kodesh for many Kodeshes. So, says the So the question is, why? Why not keep it because of haflagas esrim? And here there are three approaches. Says the Ramah, and the Taz agrees with him, and the Taurus of Shlomim also agrees with him. Ramah has Torah Sashlomim. What does Ramah say? He adds, he says, Rasa Echbir, O Lo Rasa Bo. He says, don't make that diok. Denies the diok. Oh, how can you deny diok? Why did he say Lo Rasa? He meant not only lo rasa, even if lo rasa. Kol shekein, well, how to deny the diyuk? Lo rasa. Afilu lo rasa ba'alef iyar. Chocheshes lef. Pes iyar. The kol shekein im rasa. Insulting to the Taz and the Rambam. Okay. Oh, that's the worst cult. I mean, the Shach agrees. I'm not sure if he said that's the worst cult he ever heard. I'm sure it's on his top 10 list. Okay. And they explain why, right? They try to make a score out of it. Okay. Meaning, but really, is Hoshdeshes for. Pesgiar. The Beis Yosef, you have like an end run around it. He says the Beis Yosef is a special local rule. He makes a special rule in this case. What's a special local rule in this case? Since you thought Aleph Nisan and Aleph Iyar, which is like a very normal pattern, we assume Chaf Nisan was not Tzaris. It was just Tosef is done, mid-cycle bleeding, we would call it. Meaning, since Aleph Nisan and Aleph Iyar since Aleph Nisan and Aleph Iyar are so normal, we ignore Chaf Nisan, and therefore there is never a flood of 20. Right? A special local rule. I don't mean special local rule only if it's Aleph and Chaf. Meaning, what's the rule? The rule is that since Aleph and Aleph are normal, Chaf is not considered a regular period. I don't mean she was a need in Chaf. She was a need. I can address this purpose. It wasn't a regular period, it was an irregular bleeding. And therefore, so, Igloi Milsa, that she never had a plagas esrim.
Will you say you're a koshish for Chafiyar?
And according to the, according to that, in according to the Beis Yosef, she is not koshish for Chafiyar. She's not kosher for Chafiyar either because we ignore that legamri, right? Right? We pretend, again, don't get me wrong here. How can I say this? Whether or not you need your nida, not that it's a regular period, has to do with whether there's bleeding from the uterus. Right? Irregular bleeding is also a nida. But for this period, we ignore irregular bleeding and we prefer to look at regular bleeding. Therefore, so to be Glenn also calls Tosefes Damim, Chafus Tosefes Damim, right? And therefore, Chaf Tosef is done, and for Vesto's purposes, we ignore it. Yeah, and he says, listen, we don't keep Chaf Iyar. Oh, okay. It's not your fault. We didn't get to it yet. Some of them don't count for Vesto's purposes. Only Re'iyah Bahar Gush.
Because you call them all Tosef is done?
No, because since Tosef is only Xerah Rabbanan, we don't let it interfere with the Dor Reis. But it might also be for that reason. You know, theoretically, you'll say that, but that's not why. It's because only grow up. Okay. And if it's only grow up, because really, maybe every test is really a suffix, because we don't know where it came from. Although, yes, I'm saying. Okay, neither of these are how we postulate. What does the Shach say? The Shach and many Achronim, right? The Bach, the Crazy Placy, the Pisachura, Gilly Vitalchuva, he quotes all the Achronim who agree with the Shach. Pisachura, you know.
We say the Shach, yeah? Okay, I want to leave this on the board, but okay. We'll see the ball on the board. Okay, we'll have to go back to it.
Says the Shach. Says the Shach and the Crazy Placy, and the Sivri Tara, all of his Tumah here, and many, many others, right? They say no. This is the rule of Haflagos. What's the rule of Haflagos? Says the Shach. He says, Haflaga Kitsara is Okeres Haflaga Aruka. Is that what you meant, Yehuda, before? He says, the rule of Haflagos is Haflaga Kitsara Okeres Haflaga Aruka. And therefore, in our case, Chaf Nisan to Aleph Iyar is a Haflaga of 12. This is the 12th day, it's 11 days later. A plug of 12 uprooted the plug of 20. A plug of 20 is uprooted, and that's why we're not going to shoot for it. And that's, he's saying the Rama is wrong. That's why the Rama is wrong, and we're not going to shoot for it, not because it makes Yosef, because we make a local excuse in this case. Because the general rule is that a shorter haflaga uproots a longer haflaga, even though you might not have thought it should uproot a longer haflaga. Why? She had a haflaga of 20. How do you uproot that? By waiting till day 20 and seeing there's no blood. Instead, all you did is you wait till day 12 and there was blood. How does that uproot? So this goes back to what we said a million times. When it comes to uprooting a vesish in kavua, it's much more mental than uprooting a vesish kavua. It's not just once, instead of three times. To uproot a vesish kavua, you don't need to disprove it. You don't actually try the experiment and fail. You just, even if you just make it irrelevant by finding something else to focus on that also uproots an Eden Kavua, a Vetsch Eden Kavua is so cow that it can be uprooted even without actually getting to that point and finding there is no blood. As long as you find a different alternative that you're hoshish for, that uproots it. That's a cool of uprooting Vetsch Eden Kavua.
What would be an abnormal, like not such a normal, like Ria, but that you argue a shot?
Very, very simple. When would the Yosef and Shach disagree? If she saw on Aleph Nisan and on Aleph Nisan, on Haftes Nisan, and on Chaf Hei Ir, right? This is a Haflaga of 29, and this is a Haflaga of
27.
And then
she,
that
first Haflaga, she's already in
that, no? What happens in Sivan? Right, what happens next month? According to the Ramah, and the Taz, and the Beis Yosef, she now has Eino Kavua of 29 and of 27. Let me say it, fine. Let me say it a little better. Ready? What happens now? She doesn't see, and guess what day arrives? The day that arrives is give me a second, and Chaf Dalet Sivan arrives. Chaf Dalet Sivan arrives. Does she have to be Polish or not?
No, that's what I mean. Shouldn't it be 29 days from Chaf Hei Nisan? Not 29 days from Chaf Hei Iyar.
I understand what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. You're right. I'm getting ahead of myself. So what would be a case that it'd be a difference between the Shah and the Beit Yosef? What would be a case of the mice? What would be a case that it'd be a real difference between the Shah and the Beit Yosef? How about the following case? Let's try this. Let's say Aleph Nisan. Bay's ER, which is the Haplaga of 32, right? And then, Tesbav ER, Haplaga 14.
Is Tesbav considered normal?
What?
Meaning, is Tesbav considered, is that one, a 14 day would be considered normal, according to the Beis Yosef? That's what I'm asking.
We can push the envelope a little, right? Let's push the envelope a little and make it half ear, right? 19. That doesn't come in. So what would happen when you got to Dalet Sivan, right? On Dalet Sivan, Lefi Rama and the Taz, it's a Beses Haplaga. Even according to the Beis Yosef, it's a Beses Haplaga. Because, what do you mean? It's really 32. These are both very, very serious. It wouldn't matter if this was supposed to be or not, because these two that are important to the Beis Yosef, right? Not this. And according to the Shenach and the Achronim, it's not a Beses. Right? That's a good example. Two of them done before is also okay, as long as these four are normal. Right? Okay, now, what's the sheet of the shot? A short haflaga uproots a long haflaga. Now, can anyone think of end with this? Okay, there's a lot of discussion in this conversation, but you yeah, we'll leave it out. We'll end with one more sheet. Can anyone think of, let me put this again. Let me ask him. Ready? This is a great example. Everyone ready? What happened to Beses She'eino Kavua of Haplagas 32? So, says the Ramah and the Taz, we won't put all the names. On Dalet Sivan, right? She keeps on Dalet Sivan, which is 32nd day from Beis Iyar. Says the Shach and the majority of Achronim. No, it was uprooted by Haflagas 19. Can anyone think of a third possible Shita? Even if you can. Michael can. Michael, what's a third possible shita?
32.
Yeah. There's another shita. Maybe you keep it on the 32nd day from Kaf Iyar. That's not so crazy, which would be exactly. You keep it on Kaf Sivan. Again, I don't really care about the Sivan or anything. Just count the date. You know, meaning there's another possibility. Maybe it's not uprooted. But it's clock is restored. The Ramban says it's not uprooted, and the clock is still ticking from base of the yard. Shach says it's uprooted. Maybe it wasn't uprooted. It just got restarted the clock. And so from here, you count another 32. Who sheet did that? Not anyone on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Did you do this Teshuva? And it's not in the Torah of Shlomim. It's not in the Verheite. I don't know. I'd like to go so hard or something there. But whose famous sheet is this? The Shulchan Aruch Harav. You should know if you are Chabadnik, of course, if the Dover Pashut, that this is the halacha. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And I think we're forced to actually pass it this way. I'm not mistaken. No, I think he doesn't. Shulchan Aruch Harav said, means there are three shitas what happened if you have a long haflaga followed by a short haflaga. Notice, by the way, according to these two shitas, going back to the previous, it's obvious why you don't keep the Ona Beinus from Aleph Iyar anymore. Even if Ona Beinus was like haflaga, like you don't keep a haflaga once it was already interrupted. But the basically, what happens to what's the big machlokas? And this fourth shita. The fourth shita is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says the rule of haflagos is that the last re'ia restarts the clock on all haflagos, in which case the haflaga of 20 falls not on Hes ER, but on Hav ER, which happens also to be Yom HaChodesh. That's coincidence. Right? So now this is my Simcha Yom. Why is my Simcha Yom? Anytime a woman has a haflaga and then has a shorter haflaga, you get into this exact machlokas. Right? Anytime she has a haflaga and then a shorter haflaga, you get into this machlokas. Right? According to the Ramban, let's just take an example. By the way, no one passed like the Ramban on the Taz. Halacha l'maisa, no one passed like the Ramban on the Taz, no one passed like Yosef. We passed like the Shach and. But some poskim nowadays pass like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Let's just illustrate the difference between the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Shach. Okay, we have to get this down. This is like most basic, best machine we have floggers. What happens if, here's the three shitas, either you keep counting it from where it was, or Rama and Taz, Shulchan Aruch, we count it again from the most recent one, or it's uprooted. Now, the meaning is, what if you have a woman who, I don't know, the last haflagos, this is a list of her haflagos, her recent haflagos were, I don't know, 32, 29, 28, 26. What's her Vesa She'ena Kavu of Hafloga now? According to the Shach, she only has 26. According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, she has 29, 28, and 26.
And
32. Not 32, it's telling me.
And 30.
What? And 30. You can't go to Vegas. I'm talking about a plus.
She thought
yeah, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, now, if she's lucky and the next one is 33, then it eliminated all of these, right? Because why don't you get to 33? That means day 26 passed clean, day 28 passed clean, day 29 passed clean. Meaning a long haflaga always uproots a short haflaga. Because to get to a long haflaga means you passed the shorter day and you were clean. But a short haflaga, if you think about it, right, it doesn't really uproot. When she fell on 26, how does that prove she wouldn't be on day 28? She never got to 28 to check. The Rama says, oh, her vest is still 2 days from now because we're going to see what happens. So when Rama says, no, that's ridiculous. She still has 28, but it's 28 days from the most recent one. The Shach says, no, it's just uprooted. Oh, how does that? It's not a logical proof that it's uprooted. For vest change, there's no real logical proof that it's uprooted. You just need to switch your focus to a different option. Right, we're very make a lot of uprooting vest in Shana Kavua. This is, you see, that's a big nafkamina, meaning keeping track of vestos is going to be much simpler according to the Shach. According to the Shach, just keep your most recent haflaga, Shalom on Yisrael. According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you have to keep all your haflagas that were not followed by a longer haflaga. Right? And you can imagine, you go through, you know, you stick a 31 in here, now it's only 31 and 26. But, you know, something could be 1, 2, 8, 12. You never know how many haflagas you can keep. Halacha l'maisa ad hayom hazeh, it's a big machlokas. And I'm pretty sure on one of the apps, on the first Vestos app, they had pick which shita you follow. And if you pick Chabad, which is obviously always a shita on anything Jewish, because a lot of people follow Chabad, then it gives you the Shulchan Aruch Harav's Vestos. And I think the other option is why you very willing. If you pick the why you very willing option, it gives you the Shach, because he paskins like the, Shach. Okay, halacha l'maaseh, we pass like the Shach. Chabad makes pasha tas like Shulchan Aruch Harav. Non-Chabad makes some pass like Shulchan Aruch Harav. Although I think most people pass like the Shach. But it's always hard to tell how to count most people. I think right, four said like Shulchan Aruch Harav. He wrote the article book. So if he wrote the article book, then that's halacha l'maaseh in America. So I don't know what most people do. Anyway, most people should follow the Shach. But here we have, basically, if we ignore the Beis Yosef with a local rule, basically what you have to know is three shitas. If you have a long haflaga followed by a short haflaga, says the Ramban Taz, the long haflaga still continues for however many days from now. It still goes on like it always went on. Could be 5 days from now, could be 3 days from now, could be 10 days from now. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, no, we restart the clock, but we keep the number. And the Shach says it's uprooted le gamre. Here's a good example to illustrate it. Here's a good example. These cases are on the Taz really what I want to say, because, like, you know, yeah, 32 wasn't uprooted by 29, but it's like 3 days later. And the 28 wasn't uprooted by 26, but it's 2 days later when you're in the middle of your period, so who cares? But the Shulchan Aruch Rav would have a big Nakamina, who many people are not here, but we shouldn't be. Okay. We will pick up Mir Hashem next time.
I'm a question for a plug, even if only one time. So many times.
Yes, because it was a Besa Shina Kabula that was never uprooted once. I mean, the Shach, the Kiddush Nitzvah. Because how can you never, if you assume once we're not around Ramban Tasnik, right, then you've never uprooted 32. Because you never got there to check what would happen.
So what are you counting from then? You're counting from this new one that makes sense, but why would I assume that now it's going to be not a cycle anymore? Oh, the nav, she's got 26 nav, she's going to be 32, what kind of cycle is that? She's
on
32 days, then she's
on
26 days.
Her breakfast, and she always sees on day 32. What an accident happened, she didn't get to day 32 once or twice. I guess, let's say that a little better. Let's say sharper. Another way to say the machlokes in the Shach, maybe a better way than I just said, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that the Shulchan Aruch Rav thinks a Vesas HaFlaga means when day X comes, she will see. And if day X doesn't come, we don't know. No, a vessel means that's her cycle. And if she went to a different number, that's not her cycle anymore, right? That's another way to explain it. Maybe it's a better way. The Shabbos of Vessel means that's her cycle. Let me see, that's not her cycle. That's what Michael's saying.
If we said this,
maybe we're saying something
different. The Shabbos of Grab, and you need the Pashto is you need that Kira of a flow, right? You need for a chain of Kabul. You need that Kira, it just needs the only one part. But wouldn't we say the same thing by Yom? Meaning, if you saw, let's say, I mean, you may have Chodesh. I mean, if you saw on the 15th of the Chodesh, and then the next month you saw on the 13th of the Chodesh, so shouldn't we say that the following month that you'll have a Vesha Shein Akul on the 13th and the 15th? According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's never an Akira of her 15th.
I think everyone agrees to the. Okay, I mean, we'll come back. Everyone agrees to Ramah about Yimus HaChodesh. Meaning, let's go back to here. Even if. Forgive me about the weird Beis Yosef. Even if you saw Aleph Iyar, everyone agrees to keep Chaf Nisan. The fact that you have a different Yom HaChodesh not approved that Yom HaChodesh. Everyone's on the Tazner Ramah's side when it comes to Yom HaChodesh. So Yom HaChodesh is not relative, it's absolute. So, yeah, you always have to keep your Yom HaChodesh. Everyone agrees that different Yom HaChodesh doesn't uproot or change the other Yom HaChodesh.
Meaning, if a woman sees earlier, if a woman sees in 1 month, she sees on Chav, and then the next one she sees on the test, and the following one she has to be focused on both the test and Chav.
Okay, there is actually I was trying to avoid that. That really depends on the end of the Sif. 1 month she sees on Chav, next month on your test. Let's say, can I give you an example that's not a common? 1 month she bleeds on Chav, the next month she bleeds on your test. She starts counting her Shevanakim, right? I again forget about the 5 days, etc. So she uprooted Chav, but she didn't bleed. So with the next month, of course, she doesn't keep Chav. Because she uprooted one Chav.
If she didn't
bleed. What if 1 month she bleeds on Chav, the next month she bleeds on your test and Chav?
Right.
That's the question of how do you view a Hemshit Re'iyah in terms of Destos? But Packer, most of my things, says, next month she has to keep Chav. But that's very controversial because that's the whole question of how you look at a hemshift, you know? And we'll get back to that.
So she can't be okay because she's bleeding. She's taking her
synonym. That's exactly
synonym. Unless you that everything goes back to the
S3. That's just a mitzvah of having not seen. That's not the same thing as an akira. That's why
I'm saying. What Yehuda is saying is that, hold on a second. She didn't have the opportunity to get or not get her period on Chav because she was still in the middle of her period from your test. So it shouldn't be an akira.
When you need an akira, then that would seem to be what you
should do. And Akira Moshe Paikin said, surprisingly. Okay, let's come back to it. Let's come back to it. These are, yeah, I hear it. Haya, we'll come back to it.
Even for, no, no, even if the child is still the child, you can't really shouldn't be obstacle, should be have to be courageous to do that.
Why? Yeah, best is the best.
So, meaning, I can't really start that really, really even old. The heart of the new cycle started at 26. I have older things you haven't proven wrong. So, it's proven wrong, which makes them be courageous. I think it's like.
I don't understand, but if it's.
I'm
not sure I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I could hear a fair chief of saying, let's prove it wrong. But not treat it as a full-fledged best.
Why? Because if we think we have to prove it wrong, that means we think it might be right. We think it might be right. We shouldn't sleep together. I'm not hearing what you're saying.
No,
if you're close, it's your close. If you're close enough to have to prove it wrong, you're close enough to not sleep together. Oh, practically, you know, could it work out that the husband and wife will never end up sleeping together? Hey, come on, if you work out the statistics, they'll be fine. You know, it's not, I know theoretically you can have a case where every day of the month will be a vessel for them. In real life, they'll manage just fine. The difficulty of Shulchan Aruch Rav is not that the poor husband and wife can never sleep together. It's just that it's hard to keep track of before you have met.
There's no way that after time,
Michael, there are smart people.
They're not smart enough to count that.
It's
really actually
counting
back 9 months ago. That's not realistic.
You're a misanthrope. Or a misogynist, I'm not sure. You know, because you didn't specify.
They're
going to
lose the paper.
There's no one who says that you cannot have to count the shot if you only enough for
this
to not grab.
There's no one that I've seen. You never know. There's a lot of swarm out there. There's a lot of swarm out there.
If he doesn't bring it, it's not there.
If he doesn't bring it, then it's not there in the mainstream swarm. There always, you know, obscure swarm. Anyway, I don't know. Sorry for you. I'm not hearing it.